Of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Some members of the EU say they're going to veto any Brexit if it doesn't give specific rights to European Union citizens. Here's more.
MEPs say the offer is too vague and oppose the plan for settled status applications to be done separately and not in family units. The warning letter was supported by 77% of the European Parliament. Members added they will not grant an extension for Brexit talks past the March 2019 deadline, and the Parliament is able to veto any final Brexit deal that is agreed. Jack Parrock, Brussels.
A New York police officer responding to a call about a domestic dispute gunned down as he approached the house. Here's more.
Trooper Joel Davis, a four-year veteran, gunned down Sunday night while approaching a house in Teresa, a rural community in Jefferson County. The suspected shooter, Justin Walters, is a U.S. Army soldier at Fort Drum. He surrendered, and that's when police found his wife, Nicole, dead, and another woman shot, minor injuries. Governor Cuomo says the entire New York family grieves for Trooper Davis, who leaves a wife and three kids. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Police questioning at least eight people after the death of an American in a Greek bar fight. According to police, 22-year-old Bakari Henderson of Austin, Texas, was beaten to death on a Greek island on Friday. A Greek barman and a British bouncer have been identified as the main suspects and are in custody. The American reportedly there to take photos for a clothing line. USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. The weather today is going to be partly sunny with a high near 85. Southwest winds around 13 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And southwest winds around 6 miles an hour. Tuesday is going to be a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 a.m. And some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Mostly cloudy with a high near 92. Ouch. Southwest winds around 8 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms. Tuesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly before 2 a.m., and it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Light and variable winds, chance of precipitation is 40%. Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 90. Northwest winds 3 to 5 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is, I can speak actually, don't get me wrong. Chances of precipitation is 40%, and a new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. The chance of precipitation is 40%, and new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. And Thursday and Friday, chance of showers, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, what they say, there's a chance. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get them.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today BJ Jacobson, who's a program coordinator for the Center of Advanced Weight Loss. Good afternoon, BJ. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Larry. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show today.
Well, I'm glad you could make it. I always ask somebody, or everybody that comes on, actually, because it's just it's a phobia I have. I'm just curious how people get onto their positions, into their jobs. And I know somebody told me once that, oh, something happened when they were like 10 years old, and, you know, so they always wanted to be a doctor and, you know, yada, yada. And then there was other people, like me, four kids, a house, mortgage, car payments, insurance, and had to put food on the table. So got the first job that came along and stayed there for almost 18 years. But, you know, so I'm just curious, how did you wind up getting into, you know,
the nursing field?
Yeah.
You know, at the age of 18, when everybody is knowing exactly what they want to be when they grow up, I knew that I loved animals, so actually my first degree was animal health, and got bit quite a lot of times, and 6 months before my wedding, I decided that I really wanted to go into the medical field, and I really love helping
people. Treat those people that got bit by the animals.
Exactly. So I haven't gotten bit yet. Yeah. It's been 18 plus years, and I haven't gotten bit yet, but I just really enjoy helping people, and I think that's... So I'm in the perfect world for in the nursing world because I have so many different avenues that I can travel to help people.
Yeah, you had mentioned before when we were off the air that you were in hospice for a long while, and that has got to be, I give those people a lot of credit because that has got to be a tough situation. I mean, you know, the fellow I was telling you, I had a fellow, Ron, who was a volunteer for that, and he would go to the people's houses and, you know, talk to them and, you know, sit with them and... And I think it's awesome. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I just don't know if I could do it, you know.
It's a privilege that people allow us into their home at that time in their life.
Sure.
And, I've been with the healthcare system for over 21 years now. And 11 of it was with hospice. And just recently, this opportunity opened up. And, you know, being the program coordinator now of the Center for Advanced Weight Loss,
right.
I feel like it's quality of life in a different way.
Yeah. I don't know if I should be the host talking to you about weight loss, but you know, my chest used to be up here. Now it's over my belt. But but anyway, really, what is the Center for Advanced Weight Loss?
So the Center for Advanced Weight Loss is a place within the Hunterdon healthcare system, one of the systems that allows people to come in and offer different options for weight loss. So we offer both medically supervised and surgical weight loss programs. So a bunch of different avenues that we offer patients.
What is morbid obesity?
So morbid.
That's just a term I heard, so I just figured I'd throw it out and ask what it is.
It's a very serious health issue. Morbid obesity is diagnosed, determined by your body mass index. A lot of people hear the term BMI.
Okay.
And the way you get that calculation is your height and your weight. And when you do the calculation, a normal BMI, body mass index, is about 20 to 25. So someone who is considered morbidly obese is someone who has at least 100 pounds over their ideal body weight. So it's a diagnosis.
Okay.
And the way that you can look at your BMI is, of course, you know, like everybody has their phones, there's an app for a BMI.
I'm sure there is. There's an app for everything.
And you just put those calculations in, and it can give you what your BMI is.
Okay. And what, you know, when they say morbid, what, how did they come up with that, you know? I mean, like, morbid sounds like it's kind of, you know, I don't know. To me, morbid is like disgusting or, you know.
Right. And, it's a health issue. So really, you know, the more weight you put on, it's harder on your body. It's also going to help contribute to some of your health conditions, mm-hmm. like diabetes, sleep right. apnea. So the more weight you put on, the harder it is for your body, and it's also putting you at risk
right.
for all these medical conditions that you're going to end up being on more and more medication for. So it's we want it to sound bad.
Yeah, well, it sounds bad. you've succeeded. But, no, so what happens if someone comes in and they're 100 and some odd pounds overweight? Mm-hmm. And what is...
So we sit down and
what's the procedure, I guess, is the word.
We sit down, and what's really good is we get an accurate height and weight. Because, again, you do go to your doctor's offices, and you get your height and weight. And sometimes you got your shoes on. Sometimes you have your overcoat on. So we really try to get an accurate height and weight, use the calculations. And then we sit down with the patients, and we talk to them about all the different programs we have there in the center. If they have a BMI of over 35, then we can start to talk to them that they do have an option of having surgery.
Okay.
If it's below 35 and above 25, which we were talking about, mm-hmm. 20 to 25 is the ideal, then we do have some medically supervised programs for some weight loss.
Okay. I know when I've had both my knees replaced at the same time about almost 6 years ago now, and I've lost over 100 pounds to get them done. Now I'm at a point where I go 2 pounds up, 3 pounds down, 4 pounds up, 2 pounds down, and that's, you know. But I look at it, well, you know, it's 100 plus pounds less than what I was before, you know. So to me, that's a plus. I kept most of it off, you know, not all of it, obviously, but most of it. But it's like when I went to get the knees replaced, I didn't even think about having to lose 100 pounds, you know, before I got it done. It's not that they wouldn't have done it, but they felt that the success would have been a lot better if I lost the weight.
It makes it easier.
Yeah, it makes it easier because, you know, you're not putting as much weight on your fake knees. But by the same token, the doctor told me, well, look on the bright side, you will never break your knee. And I looked at him, he says, titanium doesn't break. I says, you're right, you know, didn't think about that, you know.
Right. And with weight loss, you know, with diabetes and sleep apnea, once you've lost 50, 100 pounds, a lot of times patients come off of their diabetes medication. They don't have to use their CPAP machine. But one of the things with orthopedics is when patients do lose the weight, unfortunately, their joints are still damaged if they hadn't had the surgery right. already. But it's taking that weight off, so it's making it easier on the joints if they don't have to have surgery or even when they are having surgery. It's just an easier recovery for the body.
What are, say, some of the other things you offer? I know surgery is one of them.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we'll talk about that in a minute, but what if some of the other, because not everybody that comes to you needs surgery.
Absolutely. Not everybody meets criteria
right.
for
right.
surgery. So we do have, like we were saying, some metabolic physicians monitored weight loss programs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have an endocrinologist that works with us, Dr. Calderella, who's actually going to be going full-time now back into the endocrinology office. Dr. Bansal just started with us. So they do the medically supervised weight loss programs.
Okay.
One of the programs we do use is OptiFast. It's meal replacements. So patients are on a lower calorie, between 800 and 1,000 calories, depending on what program you're on. That's really low calories, so we want to make sure that it's medically supervised.
Mm-hmm.
So patients are coming in to the office supervised by the physician. The doctor's going to make sure that their lab work, their EKG, everything is good before they start on the program.
Right.
And they're going to come in weekly. And when you come in for that program, some of it is covered by insurance. So when you're seeing the physician,
right,
that's covered by insurance. But unfortunately, the meal replacements itself is private pay. But I tell everybody, it's a short term. You're not coming in there just to be on the meal replacements for the rest of your life. You're on the meal replacements for a short term. You're working with our dietitian. So when you are coming off of a meal replacement, she's helping you find what meal you're going to have in place of that. So we're teaching you, we're guiding you, we're supporting you. It's not just like Nutrisystem. You go, you buy the food, you lose weight, now you're on your own. It's a whole program that follows you.
Right. Do you find that people who lose weight put it back on?
You know, losing weight, there's no magic to it. Whether
No,
surgery
I know.
Or non-surgery.
Trust me, I know.
It's really all about portion control, eating
right,
healthy, exercising, drinking water. So there's nothing magic to it. You really just have to be in the right state of mind and stick to it. So, you know, can you gain the weight back? Absolutely.
Sure. Sure. But I think that, you know, like I said, with my case, you know, I'll go up 2 pounds and down three. You know, I'll go up four and down two. You know, and it goes like this, you know.
Right.
But it stays within a 5 pound range, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, well, it's not that bad, you know. And my wife is big on portions, you know, so.
We encourage all of our patients also to journal. There's an excellent app called MyFitness app that you can go. You can put in all your activities, your height, your weight, everything. Put in your activity that you do during the day, as well as put in what you're eating. And it'll let you know how many calories you should be eating. But you can also trend. So whether you decide to put it, write everything that you're doing down in a log or on an app, but you can kind of trend so you'll know, okay, you know what, last week I lost 3 pounds. This week I gained 5 pounds. You can look and see, well, last week I went to the gym, I drank all my water, and I also had portion control. This week I haven't been to the gym. I had a large steak because I had a coupon and, you know, it was really good. And friends were over, so, you know, I had one or two glasses of wine. So you can kind of see how you go
right,
up and down.
Right, how you go up and down. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
With surgery, does insurance cover that most of the time or not?
So most insurance cover the bariatric surgery. What we do is when a patient calls, and if they do meet criteria, and when I was talking to you a bit about that before, is anybody who has a BMI from 35 to 39.9 with a comorbidity, such as diabetes type 2, sleep apnea, on hypertension medications, most insurances will cover them to have the surgery. If they have a BMI above 40 without any comorbidities, again, most insurances cover. But anytime a patient comes in and they want to plan on having surgery, we call and verify their benefits. Because, again, everybody's benefits are a little bit different.
Sure, sure.
And each insurance company requires something just a little bit different.
Yeah, previous show we were talking about insurance companies and what they cover and don't, you know. So the procedures you do offer at the Center for Advanced Weight Loss, they could be non-surgical. They could be dietary, if I'm correct.
Right.
Is there any other?
So it's mainly surgical and non-surgical.
Okay.
Correct, right.
And the non-surgical would be the dietary and...
The OptiFast program, which we were talking about, the meal replacements.
Right.
The medically supervised. Also, our doctor does medication, weight loss. So, again, it's not a magic pill. You still have to eat right, exercise. Most insurance companies, we have to check with them to see, will they cover it? Is the medication on formulary? We also have a metabolic rate test. This is a machine that calculates what your resting metabolic rate is. It's a machine you breathe into. It calculates your oxygen. So this is helpful with a patient, a person that comes in, and you have two people identical standing in front of you, same height, weight, same age. Their resting metabolic rate is telling them to lose weight. They need to have 1,200 calories a day. The person next to them, it might be 1,500 calories. So with this test, it kind of tells us.
Okay.
And the test is also good for people who have been working out. They're doing really well. They're almost to their weight goal, but they know that they have that last 10, 15 pounds they're struggling with. They come in, they have this test done, and it'll help them adjust to see what they need to do.
Right.
And they can also meet with our dietitian, and she can help create a meal replacement plan or a meal plan designed on helping them get to their goal.
I have been told for the last 20 some odd years I'm pre-diabetic, and I'm on a medication for it, have been for quite a while. I never prick my finger or any of that. I've never done it, and I've always been, you know, just I stayed within the range of pre-diabetes.
Okay.
If someone comes in who is pre-diabetic, quote unquote, is the procedure the same, or because they're not totally technically a diabetic,
right?
So is that the same or not the same?
So again, everybody's a little different. It all depends on their BMI. So if they have a BMI between 35 and 39.9 and they're on medication for diabetes, that would be considered a comorbidity.
Okay.
So insurance would cover it.
Okay.
And again, if they were on, had a BMI above 40 and they were on the medication, insurance would not, we would not need that medication for them to be justified to have the surgery.
Okay. Is bariatric surgery safe? Now, I know surgery is surgery, and, you know, there is chances no matter what.
Right.
But overall, do you consider it safe or...
It is safe. Weight loss surgery has a survival rate of 99.9.
That's pretty high.
And the long-term risks of obesity is much greater than the risks of not having weight loss surgery. And again, like you said, any time a patient is going for surgery, there are always risks.
Of course. Yeah. No, even, you know, like I said, even my knee replacement, they were saying, you know, and, you know, people were saying, you had both of them done at the same time? I says, yeah, because I didn't want to go back. But that wasn't the only reason. They told me my right leg was bone on bone. There was no cartilage. And my left leg was 98% bone on bone. So there was 2% cartilage. So it was like, why bother? Because if I had the one done, the right leg done, I'd be leaning on the left. And, you know, so I had them both done at the same time and got it over with, you know.
Yeah.
But, not so much that I wouldn't gone back, but I just figured that what's the sense? I would only ruin the other one anyway, so do
Absolutely.
It both at the same time and start over, you know? But, okay, someone goes to you and they meet the criteria for surgery and everything works out and they desire that they're going to have the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Are there lifestyle changes that they would have to make following the surgery?
So like we talked about before, there's no magic. Even when you have the surgery, it's making your stomach smaller. So by making the stomach smaller, the dietitian that you're going to be working with prior to the surgery, because insurance does require that you're meeting with a dietitian prior to, she's going to help you, again, with portion control, eating the right thing, making sure you're getting in the right protein.
Mm-hmm.
There are patients that after they have the surgery, they lose the weight and gain it all back plus. So can your stomach restretch? Absolutely. And that, like I said, there is no magic.
Right.
You really just have to be in the right state of mind. You have to change your way. You have to change your lifestyle. So it's all for the positive.
You have to... you have to realize that you're going to have to do this prior to going in, and then do it when you're finished with the surgery.
Absolutely.
Because why would you go through surgery and not do what they tell you to do?
Right.
Because I know when I had my knees done, they gave me a book prior, and it was like, I don't know, 10 exercises in there prior. And they said, do them twice a day. Well, I used to do them 3 and 4 times a day. And then after the surgery, they gave me a book that had like 5 exercises in it. And for almost a year after, I did the exercises twice a day. Because I could do it before I even get out of bed in the morning, because there were things you could do in bed, you know.
Right.
And when I went to bed at night, I'd do them before I go to sleep. So I did them. But, and I've had, you know, my, I went to my, well, I went a couple months ago to the surgeon, and he told me, he says, well, come back in 5 years. He says, your knees look as good today as the day I put them in. So, you know, so it's like, you know, but, you know, obviously there are things that happen that we don't maybe think about when we're talking about a surgery, you know, something.
Right.
You know,
giving the patients the tools that they need.
Right.
So again, they're meeting with the dietitian, depending on the insurance. Some insurance require that they have 2 meetings with the dietitian.
Yeah.
Some require 6 meetings. But every patient that starts with us, they get a binder. They're asked to bring the binder back every time they come to their office, because we're giving them more and more tools.
Right.
To be able to learn and to succeed. So, in fact, after the class today, I have a class that I'll be teaching with some of our patients that are going to be having surgery, going over everything with them, what they're going to be experiencing the 2 weeks up to surgery while they're in the hospital, and the couple of days post-surgery. All the patients see us a week after surgery, meet again with the dietitian. So there's a lot of classes, there's a lot of education, there's a lot of support, and of course, we're always there afterwards too. So we have a full staff.
If a person's, was it BMI?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't fall within that range, say it's below it, but they feel they have to lose weight, what are their options? Are the same, I would assume. Only they would have to pay for it, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So if they went to a class such as you're going to have, mm-hmm. what would, you know, off the top of your head, I don't know if you know it or not, but what would the expense of that be? What would the cost of that be?
Anywhere from, if we're talking about the gastric sleeve or the gastric bypass, anywhere from 16,000 to 20,000 in that range.
Okay.
And that would cover both hospital, surgery, and anesthesia.
Okay. So if they have insurance, then that's, you know. Now, if they weren't going to surgery but wanted to
do a non-surgical,
you know, change their lifestyle non-surgically, if they had to go to, say, 5 sessions or whatever it was, what would the session be?
So with the OptiFast program, when they're on medically supervised,
mm-hmm.
That program itself is about 20 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. And when they're seeing the physician, that gets billed to their insurance.
Right.
When they're not seeing the physician, they're coming into the clinic to see either a nurse or a dietitian. It's a clinic fee of $30. Along with that clinic fee, we have a class every week that it gets actually repeated 3 times during the week that patients come to, and we have educational material to give to them every week. So, again, it's a lot of support between our nurse, our dietitian, our physician.
This is just a curiosity question, all right, for me. What is the average amount of people you have in your classes or system at any one time? Is it like 10, 20?
So it really varies because people start all different times.
Okay.
I believe the class that I'm going to be teaching today, I think there's probably 12.
Well, that's quite a bit.
That's
more than I would have thought would have been there. You
right,
know.
For the surgical. And
and that's for the surgical part,
that's for
right?
the surgical.
Okay.
And for our non-surgical, when we do our classroom teaching, again, it's the same class repeated 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And it depends on the week. It depends where people are. So we can have, you know, two people in the class all the way up till 20. It just really depends.
Right, yeah. Right. That's interesting because, you know, it seems like there is a big need for your organization.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have that many people.
Right.
So, and there's probably a lot more that don't, you know, don't come yet because of, I don't want to give up my, you know, popcorn and, you know.
And you don't have to give up popcorn.
No, you don't have to. You know, just don't put as much butter and salt on it, you know. But to me, it's like great that there is such a thing for people who, you know, really need it,
right.
You know, and there's a lot of people who do, you know. If someone wanted to just learn more about it, how would they do that?
So you can always go to our website, which you can get in through the Hunterdon Healthcare System website.
Okay.
Or you can just go online and type in Center for Advanced Weight Loss in Clinton. And on our website, we have all the different programs, as well as some testimonials, some videos of some of our patients who have gone through all the different programs, very successful. So you can always give us a call at 908-735-3912. You can come in, ask to come in for a consultation, so we can get your correct height and weight and go over all the programs we offer. Dr. Ballum, who does our surgeries, our weight loss surgeries, he offers a free seminar twice a month, the second Wednesday of every month at Hunterdon Medical Center at 6 o'clock in meeting room A and B. And he also now just started last month. Hunterdon Healthcare System now has offices in Bridgewater right off of Route 22. Mm-hmm. He's offering his free seminar there the fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m., except for in August, it's going to be the fifth Tuesday at 6 p.m. And we invite people to come and be educated on the different procedures that that we offer.
The one in Clinton, that's at the Health and Wellness?
The Health and Wellness Center. That's where we're located, on the second floor.
Okay.
But he does his seminar at the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Right, right. My doctor's in Riverfield on... right at the end of the hall.
We're at the other end.
I know.
And it's perfect that we are part of, in the same building as the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center.
Right.
And any of the patients that come through any of our programs, we have a program that we work with the Health and Wellness Center so they can get discounted rates if they're on the program with us, which, again, it's wonderful. I know since I've been there, I'm typically at the gym 6 a.m. 3 days a week, so it's nice being able to walk right up to my office after, you know, doing body pump.
I don't know. I belong to the gym, but there's no way I'm there at 6 o'clock in the morning, I can tell you that. Not since I retired anyway. But even when I didn't retire, I wasn't there at 6 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, some people do. They do it like you before you go to work, and some people do it after they go to work.
Right.
That's why I go in the middle, because then it's not as crowded, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, it's just, I find it very interesting that, you know, we all have to, at one point or another, make a change in our lives, whatever the reason may be, you know, overweight, whatever, health benefits, health issues, social issues, or, you know, things. We all have to make lifestyle changes.
Right.
And they're not always easy. And I think that, speaking from experience, somebody that was overweight, and still a little overweight, but not as bad as I was, You look at things and you say, oh, I have to give up this, and I have to give up, oh, they're going to want me to eat this, and they're going to eat that, and, oh, man, I can't stand yogurt, and, you know, that sort of thing. Actually, I got to like yogurt.
And you really don't have to give up stuff.
No. No, you just, everything is in control. Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Portions and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I can understand that's, But it is hard. You know, when you stop and think, well, I eat the way I want to eat and I do what I want to do and the heck with the world, you know. And then all of a sudden you're told, well, you know, you really should, you know, do this, this, or this, or, you know, and had this surgery and, you know, yada, yada. And, you know, you look at some of the, weather forecaster that had the surgery that's on television. I can't think of his name. He's on in the morning. And he was like, you know, huge. Now he's like, you know, boom, right. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, what a difference, you know.
Right. And but, that's what I really encourage a lot of our patients to share with people, that whether they're doing the surgical or the non-surgical weight loss program, because they can help someone else out, as well as that's additional support for them.
Right.
And I've had a couple of patients come back and tell me that, you know, since I've been on OptiFast, I just found out that someone else did it, and they lost 60 pounds. And that really encouraged me, you know, to continue on it. So again, talking about it is more helpful.
It certainly is. We have to take a quick break. This is the Hunterton Medical Center Show. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterton is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. This is Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us today BJ Jacobson, who is the program coordinator for the Center of Advanced Weight Loss. And we've been talking about the requirements and so on and so forth. And I'd just like to go over some of the requirements a person may have to do prior to surgery through insurance or whatever. So if you could elaborate a little bit on that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. The insurances all do have different requirements. So if somebody comes in today and says they want to have surgery, it really depends on their insurance. Some insurance requires them to have 2 or 3 nutritional dietary meetings a month apart, which means we're looking at, from the first time they walk into our office, having surgery in about 3 months, 2 or 3 months. Other insurances require that they see a nutritionist 6 times a month apart. Mm. So that patient is looking at surgery in six months. Most insurances, almost all of them, require them to have a psychological exam, again, to make sure that they're in the right state of mind. Because, again, patients that want to have this done, we have to make sure that they understand everything that they need to do both pre- and post-surgery to make sure that they're successful.
Do they need referrals from their primary care doctors or something?
It depends on the insurance. Some insurance you will need a referral to, and again, that comes from their primary care physician.
Right.
It also depends on what the patient's BMI is. So again, if it's a patient that has a BMI between 35 and 39.9, they're not on any medications. But a series of questions, we find out that they probably have sleep apnea. So we encourage them to go to the pulmonologist and have a sleep study back. As soon as that comes back positive, they're now a candidate for surgery because that's their comorbidity.
That's in the same place as where you're at.
Exactly.
I know, because they sent me there because they thought I had it, and I don't.
Yes.
But they did send me there for a test, for the sleep apnea test.
Right.
Which is in the same building you are.
It's not in the same building anymore. It's back now at the Hunter Medical Center.
Oh, okay, because it was at the...
It used to be at the Health and Wellness Center.
Right,
yeah.
On the second floor. I used to walk by it when I used to go to my doctor, you know.
Right.
But that's where I had the test done, was there.
To check. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And because you want to make sure, especially going and having any type of anesthesia, you want to make sure that your lungs are working in good shape. Depending on your cardiac, again, you might have to go to the cardiologist and get a cardiac clearance. Prior to surgery, patients have to go to the hospital, have blood work, EKG, chest x-ray.
Sure. All the good stuff.
Anesthesiologist looks at all of them, and he or she may require you to go and get a clearance from another surgeon. But every patient will need to have a clearance from their primary care physician.
Why don't you give us the phone number and the website again so that people out there, if they need to call, they can?
Sure. So, again, you can get to us through the Hunterdon Healthcare website.
And once that comes up, where do they click?
You're going to go to the Center for Advanced Weight Loss.
Okay.
And we're in Clinton, New Jersey. And our number is 908-735-3912, and we are happy to help anybody with their journey with the weight loss program.
And I think that, you know, it's great that there is an organization like yourselves, you know, who do this, because I do think there's a lot of people who need it.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not sure I don't. But I do feel seriously, and all kidding aside, that, you know, there's a lot of people who have the weight issues that, you know, you see, and, you know, sometimes you see them on a street or whatever, and you say, my gosh, you know, there but get a grace of God go I, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, I think that there's something out there for them, and I think that's awesome. I really do. And I think that, you know, what you're doing is wonderful. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And if you would ever love to come back on the radio, I would love to have you back.
Thank you, Larry.
And it's been a pleasure. So BJ Jacobson, who is the program coordinator for the Center of Advanced Weight Loss, and it's in Clinton, and the phone number again is
908-735-3912.
Okay, folks, and remember, we won't be here next week. We'll be gone next week for a vacation, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. So remember, stay healthy, and if you need anything, if you'd like to check out the Advanced Center for Weight Loss, You know where to go now. It's in Clinton on the second floor of the Health and Wellness Center. And the phone number was 908-735-3912. BJ, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you. Take care.
Thank you, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Right now, the focus of the investigation is to determine their whereabouts and ascertain whether or not we can bring them home safely.
Bucks County, Pennsylvania District Attorney Matt Weintraub saying 4 men who have gone missing are now considered missing in a criminal investigation. He identified the 4 teens that are now the subject of a nationwide APB.
Tom Mio, he's 21 years old. Mark Sturgis, he's 22 years old. Dean Finocchiaro, he's 19 years old. Jimmy Patrick, and he is 19 years old.
President Trump says fired FBI Director James Comey may have broken the law. Trump tweeted this morning Comey leaked classified information to the media. A report from The Hill says that the memos Comey asked a friend to leak to reporters contained what the FBI now says are secret or confidential information. USA Radio News.
Who doesn't want thicker, stronger, and healthier-looking hair? Hair you can flip with pride. Hair that makes you feel confident and beautiful. You need the one proven and 100% guaranteed solution. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment. With its breakthrough formula of vital complex proteins and key nutrients, Ovation Cell Therapy is clinically proven to deliver results. Cell Therapy delivers longer hair, too. It's proven to repair over 75% of split ends and reduce breakage after just one use. And to celebrate July 4th, try all the Ovation Therapy products at 20% off. Volumizing products, moisturizing products, color protection products, everything 20% off. Stock up and get extra bottles for family and friends. Get thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair now at OvationHair.com. New customers, select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Ovation really works, guaranteed. Hurry, this offer ends soon.
Did former FBI Director James Comey give classified material to the media? President Trump thinks so. Here's Joe Gomez.
This morning, President Trump tweeted that James Comey leaked classified information to the media. That is so illegal. According to The Hill, the former FBI director's personal memos detailing private conversations with President Trump contained classified information. The revelation raises the possibility that Comey broke the FBI's own rules. It ignored the same protocol that he criticized Hillary Clinton for ignoring when it came to her private email server.
Three Chicago police officers accused of taking part in a cover-up to protect the cop who shot and killed a black man in 2014 set to be arraigned today. Detective David March and patrol officers Joseph Walsh and Thomas Gaffney will face charges of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and official misconduct. Officer Jason Van Dyke is facing murder charges for shooting the black teen 16 times as McDonald walked away from him. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Put this one in the just when you think you've heard everything file, a woman turning scorpions into candy.
Carrie Watts and her kids took black lights out to their backyard recently and collected 15 scorpions. She cut off the stingers and then turned them into candy. Watts says she got the idea after seeing scorpion suckers on sale at a local grocery store for $5 a piece, and she thought that she could make the treats for much less. Her kids say the insects add a nuttiness to the flavor, but Watts tells her friends and family to eat them at their own risk. I'm Jason Campidonia.
More lawsuits now being filed in Baton Rouge in connection with protests around the Alton Sterling situation.
The plaintiffs, including two journalists, were arrested in the wake of protests after Alton Sterling, a black man, was killed by white police officers. More than 180 people were arrested in the protests that followed. The lawsuit accuses the police of descending on peaceful protesters on private property where they had permission to be on July the 10th, 2016. A previous lawsuit filed by the ACLU was dismissed after the police agreed to a memo outlining the rights of protesters at future demonstrations.
The Tesla Model 3 ready to hit the road. CEO Elon Musk announced in a tweet yesterday the first finished consumer-ready car came off the assembly line Saturday night. At the starting price of $35,000, the car, which has a wait list of 400,000 people, is Tesla's attempt to offer consumers a cheaper electric car. It's set to hand over the keys of the first 30 Model 3 cars on July 28th. USA Radio News.
And this is your host, Georgine Trickle. We're here live in the studio July 10th for a broadcast of Hot and Hunterdon coming right out of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. And we have a live guest in the studio. I'm not making it up. Someone actually agreed to spend the hour with me. So we are looking forward to that. You're going to hear all about our guest and their name and what they do and why they're here joining me here today in the studio. And as always, we're going to start with a quote. Before we get to the weather. And we wanted to, I'm going to give you a little teaser here. We are certainly talking about self-preservation and self-empowerment and how we get to where we want to get today and what we do if we're not feeling the way we should be feeling. So I have a quote here from Andrew Marvel. Self-preservation, nature's first great law, all the creatures except man doth awe. So that is our quote for the day, and we're going to be delving a little bit into some self-discovery and really trying to figure out what we do when we're not in the place that we want to be and what kind of resources do we have. And, as always, are there any resources here, right here in our Hunterdon County community? So we'll be doing that today, and we'll also be trying to catch up here on the weather and our commercials. So I do have to do a break here today.
And we'll do that, and then I will tell you what the weather is like and what day you should call in sick. Stay with us.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access.